1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is 8:24. It's Newsmaker 2 time here on this Tuesday morning. We're pleased to be joined by Lieutenant Miley Haddon, who is now leading the Salvation Army of Lyon County. Lieutenant, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, glad to have you in here with us today.
Thank you.
How are things going for you early on in your career here in Emporia, Kansas?
Well, it comes with mixed feelings.
I can imagine.
moving is always, you know, a big transition.
Sure.
But I think Deb left a good foundation for me to build upon. So, like you say, I've only been here a month, so I'm still kind of learning Emporia, learning all of the services available, and see what we need to do.
So where did you come from?
So originally my home is Oregon.
That's okay.
Where I'm actually, that's home. That's where my parents and my family live. I was appointed to Pittsburgh, Kansas. So that's where I came from as far as the Salvation Army appointments from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
So
Not too far.
Yeah, how long were you in Pittsburgh?
I was in Pittsburgh for 4 years.
Gotcha. What's the, I guess maybe compare and contrast, maybe not the situations, because I know you're still evaluating what's here locally, but talk about maybe your duties that you had in Pittsburgh versus what you're having here.
Okay. Well, sure. Obviously, some of my visions are personal visions about serving others. I'm very strong with the Salvation Army mission, you know, of meeting human need without discrimination. So we'll focus this obviously on that, meeting the human needs. Obviously, COVID created a lot of unique situations where a lot of us have started to do, you know, like the drive-through pantry. But we have opened up our pantry here in Emporia, so that it is a walk-through pantry where people are able to select the items that they'll use out of the pantry. Our bread line is still drive-through where, you know, people drive up to the curbside and we give them their food through the by curbside pickup. We're a small church, so, you know, obviously we always build upon our programmings. In August, we have, actually tonight starts our Tuesday night. We're doing our Tuesday night. We are calling it VBS through August on Tuesday nights, but then in September it kicks off our kids' programs. So, yeah, we're sort of hit the ground running.
I bet you are. I bet you are. So what got you involved with the Salvation Army? How did that all work for you? What was it that prompted you to serve in this way?
Yeah. So I was not born in the Salvation Army. I'm sometimes what you call a first-generationist Salvationist. But I have moved around a lot. And when I lived in Louisiana, when Hurricane Katrina hit, then I actually started out as a volunteer for the Salvation Army. I was at a warehouse sorting massive amounts of donations for the Salvation Army as a volunteer. When I moved to Kansas City is when I actually started attending the Salvation Army as a church. And then that's where, you know, I became compassionate about the Salvation Army mission and became an officer. Sort of an empty nester at the same time, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like my second season to be, you know, career. And so I became an officer, was in Chicago 2 years. Pittsburgh was my first appointment, and Emporia is my second. But of course, I've been in ministry all my life. So
anything like this strikes you as different from Pittsburgh to here as far as the numbers you serve? I mean, is the thrift store here different than Pittsburgh? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it is a little different because in Pittsburgh, we're all in one building. you know, okay. And of course I loved that, you know, so on the left hand of our building were our social services and then our thrift store in front of us. And then on the right side was our chapel. So it was easy to be involved and engaged in all of that activity. And so here being in two separate buildings is a little different from me because I'm used to, you know, so much of the, I love that, you know, busyness throughout the day. So I sort of miss that being over in the church rather than, you know, over at the store. But I try to pop in the store as much as I can.
Now, you'd mentioned here to me before we got on the air that, you know, you mentioned COVID a little bit, how that's affected operations, mm-hmm. at least initially. But certainly a couple of developments when it comes to bills specifically, mm-hmm. Rent, utility, mm-hmm. bills, things like that. Those are major concerns here for you as you get your feet wet here.
Right. Well, so, you know, during COVID, you know, people were getting stimulus checks. People were not being able to be disconnected with their utilities. They weren't being able to be evicted with their rent. And so people have gotten massively behind on utility and rent. But our bigger concern is the utility companies also, if a person is on a level payment plan and that gets broken, that whole amount of their bill is due, which is anywhere from $15 to $2,000, which is just, you know, massive for any mm-hmm. one person to pay. And that's a big struggle for me. That's where I almost feel at a loss. I just can't pay that whole bill for them. So that's a huge concern for us right now, are the huge utility bills. And now, you know, we're looking to the future on the rental. Landlords are ready to get their money and, you know, and with the memorandum, we just don't know what will happen on that. So we're still seeing quite a bit of rental assistance as well. But so, yeah, I mean, that I think is a unique and crucial opportunity for the Salvation Army, you know, here in Emporia is, you know, when you send in your donations, send them here, specify them here locally, you know, so that we can help continue to meet those needs.
You've just basically been here briefly, but budgetarily, how do things stack up for you right now? I know we had a pretty good Red Kettle campaign last mm-hmm. year here locally, so
yeah.
So how is your budget holding out?
I think right now, I mean, at least the way I've experienced it, if my thrift store is able to handle my overhead for my operations, then I'm okay. But it's still those donations, those monetary donations that go towards emergency assistance, you know, that is always, you know, a greater need. When you're only looking at a couple thousand dollars a month to provide emergency assistance from grants, you know, that doesn't go very far when you've got people with such high bills.
Yeah, it's just frustrating to know that the government has money out there, but states just haven't figured out a way to distribute it.
Yeah. How to funnel it down. And as you know, the Salvation Army is an international, you know, army. We're in 132 countries. So nationally, they do a lot of advocating for us at the national level, you know, and trying to get that money filtered down to us who can help meet that need.
How's the food pantry right now? What are some of the needs that you have right there as we get into the fall?
Yeah, so as I said, we've started opening up the pantry to be a choice pantry so that people can go through and actually pick the items that they like to eat and will use. But we're out of jelly.
No jelly?
That's
a new one. Typically, it's like
peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, I got some peanut butter, but I like to get peanut butter and jelly. So, yeah, if anybody's got some jelly, they can bring by so people can have their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We're talking with Lieutenant Miley Haddon, who is the new leader at the Salvation Army here locally. Speaking of the food pantry, I mentioned this briefly before we went on the air, but one of our larger projects during the year is a KVOE's Drive for Food.
Yeah.
And this is in play every October annually. And we wait for a day where we have student in-service activities at the local schools so we can have students help us with the unloading process, basically. That's what we do that for. But we have schools and businesses and residents that hold food drives, and people leave their donations on their front porch or driveway, and mm-hmm. schools hold drives. And annually, we normally collect upwards of 30,000 items
great.
That we put in your food pantry
yeah,
every October. So we've been doing this for many years, but it's one of our big projects during the year that we certainly enjoy doing. And I think we're going to be mid-October or a little bit later. The in-service day is a little later in schools okay. this year, so
yeah.
But, mid-October is when we're going to. Well, obviously, we'll let you know.
Yeah, well, and that's great because that gives us the variety of items in our pantry, you know, where you're not just limited to yeah. ordering just bulk item that's available, you know, maybe through Kansas Food Bank or something. So it gives people a real choice of what they can get in the pantry.
Speaking of that, how is the demand, I guess, right now for the food pantry at this point in time? How many people maybe are you seeing per week? Or
right. So I'm kind of trying to fill that gap. We currently do not have an emergency assistance case manager or someone that would actually do the pantry. So I'm just kind of trying to fill in as I have time. And we have a volunteer who answers the phone, so she'll take down the note, and then I try to give the people a call back and get them into the pantry. So, but I do 3 or 4 a day at least, you know, as I try to fill that gap. So that's mm-hmm. a huge gap for us. Is needing an emergency assistance.
What's needed with that position?
So that would be the emergency assistance case manager is someone who would obviously assess, meet with the clients, assess their need, and help with that utility and rental payments. You know, make those pledges to the utility companies or agreements with the landlord. And then also that would be the person, you know, who would help the people get through the food pantry. So I like say I'm doing some. I know I'm missing some because I just don't have the time to do everything. But that's and it would require someone with a bachelor's degree because. In the Salvation Army, we've added a Pathway of Hope program to our emergency assistance, which is case management. So that's why they prefer someone, emergency assistance / Pathway of Hope case manager, which is long-term, you know, helping someone several months with follow-up okay. and case management.
Mm-hmm. So the Salvation Army, much like every other business in this community, is looking for help.
Yes, yeah. And volunteers, even if there were volunteers that could help in the pantry, you know.
Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned here a couple of times, there's so much of a focus on the Salvation Army and its outreach to the community, mm-hmm. but you've also mentioned a couple of times about the church aspect, which mm-hmm. is something I think a lot of people may not keep a top of mind when with Salvation
yeah,
Army comes
to yeah, they don't realize that. Yeah. So I don't know if people know much about the history of the Salvation Army. It was founded by William Booth in London, England in 1865. And he was an evangelist, a street evangelist at heart. So, you know, his message was soup, soap, and salvation. Feed them,
nice, yep.
clean them up, and offer them salvation. And so as the people, then it was very much a mission. And as the people were saved, they would come back to the Salvation Army and say, but this is where we were saved. This is where we want to go to church. So as a result of that, yeah, the Salvation Army is a Christian foundation and a church offering spiritual care. And that I love is because that's the holistic aspect, an all-round care for the person holistically, spiritually, physically, you know, as well as their, you know, basic needs. So.
Outstanding. Speaking of that, you mentioned here about the, you know, trying to get a handle on the rental and utility side mm-hmm. of things, and especially, you know, help with the limited resources that you may have. Mm-hmm. What other goals and objectives, at least, do you see developing here over the next few months here for you for the Salvation Army?
Well, right now, like you say, I kind of hit the ground running. I'm still unpacking.
haven't had much time to unpack.
There's been some work being done at my house, so you know and that's been wonderful. That's been great, but it's taken a long time to get unpacked. But gradually, we'll get there and we'll get settled in. And like I said, I'd like to go around and visit, you know, and tour all the different agencies as well, just so we can work together. Collaboration is huge for me. I feel like together we can be stronger and we can build better supports, you know, rather than just people being off isolated, you know, then it's like, let's collaborate. let's work together and we can be stronger in serving this community.
Outstanding. Anything else that you wanted to bring up here with your debut interview with us here on KDOE?
No, thank you. And we'll be back and we'll keep you updated. I'd like to keep you updated regularly on what's happening.
Please do. Our phone lines are always open. Doors always open. So feel free to stop on by.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Lieutenant Miley Haddon, our Newsmaker 2 guest here with us today. It's 8:38 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Thank you. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777. It is 8:38, 64 degrees. Good morning.
As the United States sees another rise in COVID cases, Great Britain is seeing its infections decline. Health officials still aren't sure why. Here's ABC's Julia McFarlane in London.
At one point, the global epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, and on more than one occasion, the worst hit nation in Europe, Britain has had a really tough time in fighting COVID-19. The UK's surge last year produced